kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama natin sa programa si Ginoong Rod Dingle, ang Secretary ng Philippine Community Council of New South Wales at syempre siya ang in charge ng program ng Philippine Christmas Festival 2019. Magandang umaga sa inyo!
Good morning, Annalyn, and to all the listeners. Magandang araw po sa inyong lahat.
Yay! Nalalapit na ang Philippine Christmas Festival, Pasko, sa bahagi ng Tambalong Park, Darling Harbour. Ito po ang ika-apat na taon, tama po ba?
Yes, fourth year na natin and going bigger, better, stronger, more exciting. Of course, the first three, we did our best to introduce, alam mo na, new activities, mga bagong gimmick. This year, we have a lot of other added attractions, kasama na yung mga PBA legends. So that's one. Darating sila on the Saturday, November 9, Annalyn. So bring everyone along. Tapos may choral competition, may lip sync competition, may parole competition, may parole exhibition. Tapos syempre yung mga parlor games, darating din si Santa Claus.
Syempre inabangan nyo ng mga bata.
Oh yes. Tsaka meron pang ano, Annalyn, yung pa-contest ng drawing, what Christmas means sa mga bata. So any age yan, from 1 year old, basta marunong magkulay ng, ng papel. Up to about siguro mga 7 or 8, and then they all will be given something at the end of the day. So yeah, exciting. And don't forget, Philippine Airlines, our major sponsors with Cebu Pacific, we are giving out 12 airline tickets.
Wow!
Raffle, grand raffle yan, yes.
That's a lot. Raffle. Ang dami
yes.
po niyan.
It's an attestation na successful itong event na ito. What is Pasko? Pasko is Christmas. But for Filipinos, alam mo naman, September to December, longest Christmas, sabi nga nila. We wanted to showcase yung mga traditions natin sa Philippines, that although we are no longer in the Philippines physically, andun tayo spiritually and emotionally and mentally, maski nandito na tayo sa ibang bansa, we wanted to continue the tradition wherever we are. And this is our way of reminding ourselves, lalo na yung mga nakababatang mga Filipinos, that this is how we do it, maski malayo tayo sa ating lupang sinilangan, and also to showcase it to the world. Alam mo naman yung Tambalong Park, Annalyn, it's an open park.
Yes.
Many, many people from different nationalities, different parts of the world, visitors and locals, nandyan yan sa Tambalong Park. So that's why we chose that. It's a very expensive venue to be holding an event like this. But we thought that because it is right in the heart of Sydney, let's do it. So yun ang one of the main objectives, one of the many, many objectives. And we wanted to also introduce you to the mainstream community. We have about 14 food stalls. Now, what we've done with the food stalls, ang daming hindi nakapasok kasi very restricted, Annalyn, ang Sydney for sure. They
yes.
are the venue coordinators, no? Very strict po ang guidelines pagdating sa pagkain. You know, we are in Australia, we follow the rules. And then, ang ginawa namin dun sa mga nag-submit ng expressions of interest ng mga stalls, food stalls, tinignan namin kasi hindi naman pwedeng barbecue lahat, hindi naman pwedeng halo-halo lahat.
There should be a variety.
So there is a variety. So yun po ang nangyari. So pasensya na lang dun sa but it just shows that, you know, we are getting more and more recognition and acknowledgement from the community. Hindi lang mga Filipinos, but yung mga food stall owners, mga food stall holders. Ang dami mga educational institutions also that wanted to showcase their products, etc., etc. So hindi lang po pagkain. And of course, we have the airlines there, we have the bank, we have money remittance, we have schools. So maraming mga representations there for the 2 days. So it will be 9 and 10, which is a Saturday, Sunday, November, from 9 to 9 po.
Okay? 9 ng umaga hanggang 9 ng gabi.
9 ng gabi, yes. The program will start around 10:30 until mga 8:30 yon. Yung programs, daily yan. So may kakanta, may sasayaw, may tutula. Parang marami tayong pakulo. You know, may mga groups, duets. mga bandang bata, mga bandang mga hindi na bata, you know, so we have a variety talaga.
Mm-mm.
Yes. So we listen to the comments, suggestions ng affiliates. You know, PCC New South Wales is supported by 47 affiliates. Many of them take active participation in our convening meetings, yung organizing committee meetings. We listen to what they have to say. So eto na yon. Lillian De Los Reyes and I have been running the program for the last 4 years. So this is the fourth year. And we are very delighted to say na napakarami naming in-inject for this coming Pasko 2019 para lalong maging exciting. So it's not just for the adults, definitely.
For the whole family.
Yes, yes, yes. And your neighbors, your you know, relatives. Invite po sana natin yung mga nasa malalayo. You have a far-reaching reaching connect sa community. So let's encourage yung mga taga Bathurst, even Canberra, you know,
Central Coast,
North Coast, mm-hmm. Yeah, Wollongong, punta po kayo. It's walking distance po from Central. Mag-train kayo hanggang Central, and then from Central, kunin niyo po yung monorail. Baba po kayo ng Convention Center. And then maglakad na po kayo. O kaya doon po kayo bumaba mismo sa may Paddy's Market, and then lalakarin niyo na lang po. It's probably about 5-10 minute walk from Paddy's.
So right. Very accessible ito.
Oh yeah. Oh, pinagdadasal natin na walang ulan, ipagdadasal natin na hindi masyadong mainit. So ipinagdadasal natin na well balanced lahat on the 2 days, you know. But rain or shine po,
tuloy ang saya.
Punta
yes.
Po kayo. Yes. Kasi yung pong ano, yung front ng stage, we have a tent there which can accommodate up to about 300 people po. Sitting down na pwede kayong manood from there. And then yung mga stalls po, they have their own kwan naman. Alam mo na, nakalilim sila lahat. We have a total, I think, Annalyn, of about 45-46 stalls, including the first aid, yung mga lost and found, information, ganon. Yeah. I believe SBS will be having
yes,
one of the
stalls. Yes, we also have
well.
A stall
so,
there.
Yeah. So gagawa kayo ng one of your roaming announcements doon.
Yes po.
Very good.
Siyempre, bukod sa Filipino, traditional Filipino dresses, yung mga kantang Pilipino, meron
yes.
ding mga performances po from other ethnic communities.
Oh yes, yes, of course, yes. We have a meeting on Monday. This is the organizing committee meeting ng Pasko. And i-confirm sa akin nung ibang committee chairs kung sino ang mga darating na mga ethnic groups from the ethnic groups. We have extended invitations to some mga Indians, Ethiopians, Israel, Sudanese, Thailand, Vietnamese, Indonesians po. We invited, we extended invitations to them. Hopefully we get, you know, even a good 3 or 4 other ethnic groups. We are very proudly supported po by the Multicultural New South Wales. So it is an acknowledgement again that this particular project of and by the Filipino community is not just geared towards Filipinos, it is geared towards the Multicultural New South Wales community. So yes, so you know, we would like, if there's anybody non-Filipino listening right now, we would like to invite you all, because this is open for everybody and this is your opportunity to come and experience what Philippine Christmas is all about, what Philippine food is about, the customs and traditions, which will be highlighted during the performances, the song and dances. And of course, we have invited some of the members of the multicultural community to come, participate, and even perform as well. Oh, we have a grand parade at the very beginning, Annalyn.
Which starts at?
Yeah, so this is a grand parade which will involve the groups that are wanting to participate. We will be going around the Tambalung Park. This is going to be on the 9th, and it will start around 10:30 yung parade, and it will culminate back at the main stage. And then we will start with the official opening of the program. We have the Ally, we have all these other activities there, et cetera, et cetera. So it is one big happy party for everybody. And, you know, if there are any other comments and suggestions, we welcome them, because this party, this event is actually for everyone. especially the youngsters, you know, to remind them that, you know, hey, we are in Australia, we are in a very lucky country, but our heart, we still think back and look back to the Philippines where we all came from. Diba, Annalyn?
Tama po yan. And syempre, aside from those lineup of programs performances, it's a free event.
Yes.
Yun ang mahalaga doon eh. Anyone can come in, enjoy the performances.
What they can do, Annalyn, sabi nga namin, kasi we have inquiries from non-Filipino friends. So what do we see? What do we expect? So we tell them, apart from the program and all that, what you do, you walk in, you didn't even have to see, you will smell the aroma of the Philippine food. So follow your nostrils, go there and have a look at the different food. Grab one or two, enjoy, and even a drink, you know, halo-halo, sago, gulaman, you know. Just try something totally different from what you're used to. And then come back, sit down, and watch the proceedings of the program. And even participate in the activities. You know, meron pang ano, the best in Christmas traditional costume. So, you know, come in, be funky, be groovy. And you might win a prize or prizes.
You want to lose anything.
No. Exciting because, you know, with the injection and participation of the New South Wales multiculturalism, we felt obligated to just really open up, hindi lang Filipinos, open up to the other multicultural groups because after all, we are a large multicultural community here in New South Wales, probably in all of Australia. And one of the things that we needed to really become even more successful, apart from the integration, is to be able to be acknowledged as a member of the multicultural group through the customs and the tradition, the music that we share with each other, di ba?
Tama.
You know? So in a nutshell, Annalyn, Pasko is but one of the many projects by the Filipino community which we gladly, proudly, and openly share with the multicultural communities of Australia. And also, of course, definitely with our Australian brothers, compatriots, a lot of whom Filipinos are married to. So we have a lot of those coming. We have a lot of those performing from the mixed marriages of Australian Filipino families. We have a lot of them, and we're very proud to present them, especially the youngsters, because, as you know, we have people like Catriona Gray, very proudly Australian, but also a Filipino and the current Miss Universe. So you never know. So
maybe she will pop up
Filipina
there.
Fashion parade. Yes, we have fashion parade featuring mga former beauty queens, mga up and coming mga youngsters. You know, highlighting mga traditional ternos, barongs, and all that. So we are excited. We are really excited because we have. Look, we can't do this. PCC New South Wales cannot do this without the support, the full support. And of course, the encouragement by the community at large. And I'm not talking just about the Filipinos, but everyone that's actually participating. So, you know, it's a teamwork. Ulrich Bolseco is at the helm of the PCC New South Wales. Ang overall chair ng Pasko Organizing Committee, Serna, who is the immediate past president ng PCC. And then we have 14 other PCC New South Wales board, members of the board, mga directors, etc. And then the usual organizing committee members. Napakarami yan.
Napakarami nga. Mauubos po ang oras natin sa programa pag isa-isahin po natin sila.
And I will not discount and I will never forget the support by SBS Radio, yung Filipino community media, you know, lahat po yan tumutulong yung mga community media po natin. They're doing broadcasts, they're doing their own bit in promoting and spreading the word about Pasko. So salamat po sa inyong lahat talaga. It is a collective and a team effort that we cannot just do it at PCC New South Wales. And we're very, very proud and very happy that 4 years na, here we are still going very strong. So sana po, supportahan niyo po ito. Punta po kayo and sabi nga ni Annalyn, free entry po, libre po ito.
And it's not just about the Pasko, Rod, because it's yes. showcasing not just the Filipino culture, but those multicultural communities in New South Wales coming together in one yes. big event,
yes.
Sharing yes. our Filipino Pasko culture,
yes.
Mas lalo pang yes. mapapatibay, di ba, yung community yes. pag nagsama-sama. Yes.
Definitely, it's an attestation that New South Wales fully supports multicultural events like this. The fact that they are on board with us this year, we truly value that. We would like to encourage everyone to please come, join us. You didn't have to be a Filipino. You didn't have to be just an Australian. You are all welcome, your families, your kids, your neighbors, your relatives. Please come. It's a free event for the 2 days. Sample something that you may not have tried ever before. And who knows, you'd enjoy it and you'd love it. And we guarantee you that you will and that you will keep coming back for more in the years to come. But meanwhile, Annalyn, if I can just repeat, November 9, November 10, that's this coming Saturday and Sunday, at the Tambalung Park, which is in Darling Harbour. It's walking distance from Paddy's Market or the Central Station. There's a lot of parking there, but you know, we don't encourage you to drive and park in the city. You know how expensive some of these
parking
car parks
fees,
are.
Yeah.
Come by public transport and then take the monorail down to Paddy's or also to the convention center and then walk to Tambalung Park. It's very open. It's very wide. We have areas, shaded areas. So, you know, you rain or shine, the show will go on and we'd like to see you there. All right?
And have yes. an early Christmas celebration with the Filipino community.
Correct. Probably one of the earliest celebrations you will ever encounter. You know, it's good to be able to see the other ethnic communities there, Annalyn, enjoying Pasko the Filipino way. Remember, if you have, actually this is a part of my project, of my vision in the past years. Sabi ko nga, let's encourage other nationalities to come in with their Christmas lanterns. And we will see the variations of Christmas lanterns in the different countries of the world, you know. Because, you know, not only Philippines celebrate Christmas, you know, just
yes.
about everyone
yes.
Christian country, they do that, you know. And it would be interesting to see how their lanterns look like. Because, you know, in the Philippines, alam mo naman, pabonggahan doon. And the
palakihan.
Light, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, palakihan, the most light, etc., etc., etc. So it would be really good. But that's another project in the future. But if they can come and bring their own lantern, wow, they might win the best lantern for the event. Who knows? And we will give prizes away.
The most important is to be there and attend it. Yes.
Yes. You should be going there, Annalyn. We'd like to see your kids there, your multi-talented and gifted son. So we will, you know, we will showcase them, the kids, because I'd like to, you know, the PBA Legends, you know, Philippine Basketball Association. So just very quickly, Annalyn, these are a group of mga veteran basketball players.
Na
you know.
Hindi mo na makikita ngayon na naglalaro sa PBA.
No, you
yes.
don't see them anymore. Mm. They're coming, I think there's about 11 of them, 9 or 11 of them coming. And then I've given them 30 minutes on stage, pero they have their own stall for Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Only no?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so in this stall, the kids can go there and then they can interact with them. There will be surprises for the kids. You know, not just the kids, just about everybody that will come. But on center stage, we are going to do something and we encourage especially the youngsters to participate in this. So they will be on the stage mga mid-afternoon on the Saturday. All right?
So masayang masaya ito at bonggang-bongga, sabi niya.
Exciting, Annalyn. Yes. I hope that we will get the message right across and we get more people. Last year, we had 50,000 for the 2 days. So we'd like to surpass that more.
So maybe 70,000 yes. or 100?
Yes, yes. Why not?
Yeah. So magpunta yes. po kayo sa Philippine Christmas Festival. Yan ay sa ikasyam at ikasampu o 9th and 10th ng November, Tambalong Park, Darling Harbour. Maraming salamat, Rod Dingle, mula sa Philippine Community Council of New South Wales.
Maraming salamat din, Annalyn, and of course, SBS Radio. See you there!
SBS Filipino sa radyo, online at mobile. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.